Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe thinking, Coach Adams, that's a great question, but yeah, take what? Well, let's go on a journey of discovery together, and we're going to grow and explore this very question. What are you waiting for? And this charge to simply take it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with myself, yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, it's time to Shape Up and Win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic for you. You know, I absolutely love Mondays, and I love Mondays because it gives me the opportunity to bring rich empowerment to you, our global listening audience, and to support you in some way on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, with that said, each week we have Motivational Mondays. We are here for you. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. And, you know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I don't know about you, but I know I am regularly focused on my journey, and the goal is that I would win, that I would shoot that winning shot. Allow me to set up the framework of today's installment of Motivational Mondays and what will happen in our broadcast. Well, I will share with you for roughly about 40-ish minutes in the programming around today's subject, and if time permits, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, you know, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And speaking of that, if you don't already have your notepads, pens, paper, laptops, desktops, smartphones with your notes, your tablets, your iPads, you need to grab it so you can capture the gems and nuggets that will be shared today and get those questions ready when we open our lines up for your interaction. Before we jump into today's you, take a quick moment and invite someone to share in today's program with you. We ask that you support us by allowing your cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you in today's programming. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, because the reality is this. We could not do it without YOU, and so we want to thank you oh so much for your support in sharing Motivational Mondays and the richness that you are getting with others. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And our subtopic is Take It. And I opened with the very question that I hope you've been processing around. And that question was, what are you waiting for? Take it. No, really. What are you waiting for? And you may be sitting there thinking, Coach Adams, I don't even know what you're talking about. Enlighten me. And that's what this time of sharing is all about. When I'm saying take it, it's a metaphor. And I want you to know, I want to kind of take you back on my journey of take it. I think about when my journey first started, I had absolutely no inkling about coaching, no desire whatsoever to speak. I was in real estate at the time, and I, you know, was told that I was a great speaker all of my life. People would compliment my voice and, you know, have wonderful things to say about that. But I never saw myself as a speaker. I didn't know how that would actually convert. I grew up around individuals that were in real estate, out of high school, and so that was a path that I thought, I know this. This seems like a right transition for me, and I got into, for those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard bits and pieces of my story. I got into real estate and real estate finance because it seemed like, at the time, a natural transition. It seemed like the right thing to do. I was in that industry, working for a mortgage lender, learning the industry around real estate professionals, and they were very successful. And I thought, woo, this is a great way to get the nice car, the houses, the things, and the bling. But it wasn't my purpose that God had called me to. So I went on this intense journey of discovery. And I got introduced to coaching and started the pathway of coaching. But then when it came to the speaker, remember I said that people would compliment the speaker, compliment my voice all of my life. But that was an area that I had great reservation and fear. And I remember a very dear associate at the time, she said, now you know God has called you to speak. You know that. I don't know why you're running. I don't know why you're not doing it, but you need to do it. You would have to know her personality of understanding that when she said what she said, I knew, woo, Janice Smallwood McKenzie said it. I got to move on. So I began to pursue the speaking side of God's call for my life. And again, we're talking about take it. What are you waiting for? Take it. And this metaphor that's very significant as it relates to life. Because when we're talking about take it, we're talking about write the book, start the business, create the invention, take the next stage or level of progression that you need to take. Sing the song. Go to the audition. Go back to school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever it may be, whatever you are hesitating on, it's time for you to take it. And so when it came down time for me evaluating on my journey, this take it, and Janice Smallwood McKenzie saying to me, you know you need to be speaking. And I had been running, quite frankly, for a year from that. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to stand and speak in the group in front of people. Oh, no, 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 no. But one day I made the decision. I said, you know what? Today is the day that I'm making the decision to take it. And so I simply started planning my very first workshop. I had never done a workshop before. I didn't know anything about a workshop. But I made the decision that this is the time to take it. And so I began to move forward with planning this workshop, creating the content, getting everything together, selecting the hotel, the date, everything. How much will I charge for? What does that all look like? I mean, just all of the intimate details. Prior to that time, I can honestly say that fear was something that had me gripped and was holding me back. And it's interesting that I bring in this element of fear because I am, without question, a lifetime learner. And every week I have a master's class with my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. Why do I share that with you? Because I serve as their global master trainer, and every Sunday evening we have a master's class. And so in our last session, a topic of discussion that actually came up and was raised by one of our participants in the session was this process of and the concept around fear. And fear being redefined. And fear keeping us in our comfort zone. And how fear will hinder us from achieving our purpose. And it made me start to process and think and reflect on my journey, along with not only just my personal journey, because this is an area that I'm also familiar with. And I also deal with my clients around this every day in my coaching practice. This challenge of fear holding you back, this challenge of fear keeping you in your comfort zone, fear getting you stuck like you're in quicksand. So often individuals don't achieve their goals, work their vision, live their dream because of this four-letter word, R, fear. And because of the fear, they won't take it. They won't take the shot in life. The goal on a basketball court is that the person that has the ball, they've dribbled down the court, they've made it to the basket. And, of course, it's the basket shot that gets you the points that you need to win the game. But yet, the hesitation, do I take the shot or not? Do I do that? You have to take the shot. Again, a metaphor for life. In life, we have to take the shot. And I want to challenge you because regardless of where you may be on your journey, it does not matter where you may be on your journey. At some stage or another, trust me, I know this to be true. We have all struggled. We've all struggled with taking the shot. Or we're currently in the struggle, the shot. Again, a metaphor for life. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you know, I'm not an athlete. I'm not on the court. So, you know, this whole take the shot thing. Again, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor for whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams represent. It's a metaphor for you not allowing yourself to be on the court of life with the hesitation and never taking the shot. That's why I wanted to share with you my personal story of taking the shot in an area in my life that there was such fear and hesitation and reservations around taking the shot. And I remember on the day of that very first workshop, when I took my very first step, up until this point, I had been coaching, but I had not yet, until that moment, fully embraced the speaker's side of who God had called me to be. I had not. I was so in the fear of things. Oh, my gosh, I don't want to stand and speak before a group. Oh, I had heard the term, people would rather die a painful death by fire than to public. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll take that. I thank God that in my ignorance of what I was saying I would rather have and want that he has not given me. And thank you, Lord, for not giving me that. That was ignorance. But it was because of the fear of what it meant to stand in public speak, the fear of all of the eyes looking at me, the fear of being in that space and assuming in my mind that people were going to judge me, they were going to talk about me, they were going to have something to say about my hair, my makeup, what I was wearing, all of these different things. They would be picking me apart. So I had no interest in standing and speaking before a group. But as I stated, after running for a year, I made the decision to take the shot. I made the decision that I would redefine the fear. No longer would I allow the fear to hinder me, but I would now use it as energy. You see, that's very powerful when you think about it. When we redefine fear, instead of allowing it to hinder us, when we redefine fear, we use that fear, the energy behind that to propel us forward. But there's a caveat. We must make a conscious decision. I had to make the decision that I'm on the court of life. I'm going to take the shot. I'm going to do it. I may miss the basket, but that's okay. I'm going to take the shot nevertheless, because we just have to, I mean, this is the thing. Success is laced with a backdrop of quote-unquote missteps, failures. And one of the things that I've grown to know to be true, that we have to simply be willing to fail, the willingness to fail. In order to succeed only once, I have to be willing to fail often. I have to just be willing to take the shot, to take the shot, to take the shot, to take the shot. A basketball star, when it comes to that free throw, they get to the moment on the court in that instant. They'll either make it or not. But them taking the shot didn't start there. It started in practice. And so I want to encourage you today that even if you have a misstep and things don't go exactly how you want them to go, if you were willing to take the shot, over time, you will master taking the shot. And you'll grow more comfortable in being uncomfortable with the stretch out of your comfort zone. Because fear is efforting to keep us in our comfort zone. But when we are living life based on faith, a journey of faith, that's that whole realm of the unknown requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. And, you know, it's interesting because you can have a basketball star who does extremely well on the court, but when it comes to the free throw, something happens in the dynamics of that moment that many will fall short because of the fear of it, knowing the significance of taking this shot. I want us to really process this. I want you to really think about this. The reality is that we miss, we miss 100% of the shots we never take. Really process that. I'm pausing with intention. We miss 100% of the shots we never take. It may actually go in. You may make the basket. And if you don't, it's okay. Keep taking the shot. Go for it. Nevertheless, go for it. Don't allow fear to hold you back from taking the shot. Can you imagine this? I want you to get the scene. We're in the midst of an all-star playoff game. The winning point is hinging on this one shot. Remember I said earlier in our opening, what are you waiting for? Take it. So all-star game, winning point hinging on this shot. Think about this. Even if you don't like basketball, envision this. The player has the ball in their hand. This could be the winning point. They have the ball in their hand. They've dribbled the court. They're right there. And they just stand there. They freeze up. They pause. They do nothing. The clock is running. The crowd is cheering. Take it! Take it! Come on, take it! And the player does nothing. They're shocked. They've allowed themselves to just simply stand there in fear. And so in saying that, I want to remind us of what I just stated, that we miss 100% of the shots that we never take. So I want to encourage you today to simply go for it. I shared my story, and that's one of many that I can share about taking it, taking the shot, going for it, not allowing the fear to get me paralyzed and to prevent me from stepping out. Make that decision. We are in a new year. And I want to challenge you, whatever it was that you wanted to do in 2022 that you didn't do, I want to encourage you that you will navigate differently in this new year on your journey. You will not allow fear to hold you back and to hinder you from taking the shot. Reconnect with my opening story, my personal story around my first workshop. Yes, admittingly, I ran for a year from the speaker. I admit it. I did. I ran because of fear, because of, as I stated earlier, not wanting to be judged and just the eyes on me and what will people think and what will people say and all of that. But I made the decision to take the shot. As I gave the illustration just a moment ago of we're in an all-star game. The winning point is hinging on the player taking the shot, stand there on the court and do nothing. We automatically, and I want to keep saying this because I want this to resonate with you, automatically we miss 100% of the shots that we never take. So if you don't take the shot, automatically you've already missed it. But imagine, if you will, this player taking that shot and it going in. And now they win the game and the crowd goes wild. The crowd goes wild. The crowd is mad. They're like, woo, winning shot. But on the opposite side of that, they just stand there. They do nothing. And the crowd is yelling, saying, go for it. Take it. Take it. And they do nothing. And you hear the reverse. When the shot was made and the basket went in, woo, the crowd goes mad. When the shot is not taken, the crowd begins to say, boo, boo, starts to talk about, because the winning play was based on that shot. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, where are you going with this? I want you to know that the winning play in your life is hinging on you taking the shot, not allowing yourself to stay where you are, taking the risk. Okay, so what? You may miss it. That's okay. That's a part of the process of the journey. But take the shot. Don't allow fear to prevent you from taking the shot. Because I took the shot and I did my first workshop, with great hesitation, I must say, yes, I was fearful, but I redefined the fear. I used it as energy, and it fueled me. It fueled me to do what I needed to do to make it happen. And I remember those first steps, my first workshop at the Four Point Sheraton Hotel in Culver City, California, to a quote-unquote packed house. in that ballroom that I had leased out for this particular workshop. Great support. Full house. First time ever doing my own workshop. First time ever. I took that first step. And when I tell you, there was such a freedom that came over me because I made the decision to take the shot and not to allow fear to paralyze me, to hold me back, to get the best of me, but rather I use the fear to my benefit. And I remember many people were there and many came and spoke to me and all of that. But I remember one individual came and said, "When did you feel the anointing?" And I said, "You know what? It was the very, because I made the decision to take the shot and step out, and suddenly what was trying to keep me in bondage, I think of our core values for Boss to Movement. So amazing. No longer will I be a slave to fear, pride, and doubt, but I will multiply my value 100-fold and be a leader of men." And I want you to know that in that decision, no longer was I a slave to fear. Fear no longer had the power over me, but rather I had the power over it because I redefined the fear and used the energy of that to allow myself to move in the direction of what I believed and still do is God's purpose and call for my life. And I want to encourage you today. I don't know where you are on your journey. I don't know what your struggle is. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I want to encourage you to take the shot. I want to encourage you, as I stated earlier, whatever that looks like for you, write the book, start the business, create the manuscript, the invention, take the stage. Sing the song. Go to the audition. Go back to school. Whatever you need to do, we can go on and on and on with different illustrations and examples, but take the shot. Bet on you and step out and do what you desire to do. Do not live life with regret. You know, recently I was having a conversation with someone and they were sharing with me that they felt like they were just simply existing. And this was someone in my coaching practice. And they felt like they were just existing, just going through the motions of life. And we began to talk about this process of just existing. And at the root of that, what they realized is that they had allowed fear to grab them so tight, they were a slave to the fear. And so they were not doing what they believed their assignment was passionate about. They were just doing what was needful to make it through each day. And so they realized that I'm just existing. I'm not truly living. And the one thing that I can say personally with great certainty, the decisions that I've made, and trust me, there are times still now, today, that I have to face fear. But the question is, how do you handle those moments when you're faced with fear? Do you allow it to paralyze you? Are you that player on the court It's the final seconds hinging on your shot, and you do nothing. Are you the one that says, I'm going to take it, and you throw it, and it falls in the basket, and the crowd goes mad. They go wild in excitement because that was the winning shot. Here in 2023, this new year, I believe that there is something in you. And you may already be at a place where you've achieved a certain level of success. Again, I don't know where you are on your journey. But I know as long as we still have breath in our bodies, there is life for us to still live. And although we may have had some successes, there's still more in us yet to do. And so wherever you are, whatever that looks like, I want to challenge you to go for it. Take the shot. And remember, if you take nothing away, today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, if you take nothing else away, I hope that you will remember this statement. Because this is the reality when it comes to taking the shot, that we miss 100% of the shots that we never take. And so when you think about it in that way, life is about taking the shot. And sometimes you'll get it, and sometimes you won't. But what's going to happen along the way is you're going to become stronger on the journey. Why? Because the more you take the shot, the easier it will become. The more comfortable you get in it, the zone and all of that, and your technique and so on and so forth, and learning what works, what doesn't work. And now you get in that practice and that habit versus not taking the shot and allowing the fear to grip you. You now are in a power position to redefine the fear. So when it comes to taking the shot, I want you to think about this. Stop letting fear rule you. Step out of your comfort zone. Move and do something that makes you feel uncomfortable. I remember as the illustration of my first workshop, it was completely uncomfortable to me. I had no interest in speaking. It was an uncomfortable place, and not only was I going to be speaking, but I made the decision to produce my own workshop, create my own workbook, and all of that. So there was a lot of different layers of discomfort that I was dealing with. But I did not want to live life with regret. And when I tell you, I am so grateful that I made that decision to take the shot, because that was one of the key defining moments on my journey as a speaker that stands out today, that I have as marker of where my journey has been. And that was a moment that showed me, yes, you are gifted and called to do exactly what you're doing. There are times on our journey we are not going to have all of the answers. But as a coach, I often share with my clients, there is a specific assignment and gifting in you. I support you on the journey in igniting that and helping to draw that out, but you have the gift. Just like a coach, an athletic coach, they don't have the talent. The player has the talent. They're helping the player to draw out that greatness, to refine, to hone in, to perfect, to develop. So whatever it is that you need to develop, I want you to think of your life as being on the court. And at every moment, you're looking at the basket and you're faced with taking the shot. And whenever I have taken the shots in my life, every time I've taken the shot, taken a risk, taken a chance, done something different that I had not yet done, on the other side, It was so rewarding. I've had hesitation after hesitation after hesitation, different experiences that I've had. I went with great hesitation, but yet had an amazing experience. Story, you have your own story. I used my workshop story as an anchor today around the topic of taking the shot, and I want to challenge you yet again to say, what are you waiting for? What is it that you're waiting for? When we can figure that out, what is it that has you so hesitant? What are you waiting for? Because the journey is never going to be a perfect journey. There's never a perfect time for anything. So what are you waiting for? You're on the court. Go for it. Do it, as Nike would say. Just do it. Stop letting fear rule you and step out of your comfort zone. Because fear has you in bondage. And you have to make the decision to break the bondage and the chains of fear and move into a place of courage. Do you know that courage is just one step ahead of fear? One step ahead of fear. And the decision to, the step to be walk in courage is that decision to say, no, I'm not going to stay where I am. I'm going to move to the next level. You may have to open your heart to new opportunities, possibilities, to a new way. I mean, I think about this. I have an extensive background in real estate. You may be saying, yeah, we know that, Coach Adams. Why are you sharing that? I'm sharing that because the journey that I'm on today, when I'm talking about being open to new opportunities, the journey that I'm on today, I could not have predicted, I could not have seen, because it's all unfamiliar, totally unfamiliar territory. But I was willing to take the shot to not allow fear to rule me, to move courageously by choice. Excuse me. To open my heart to new opportunities. Why? So that ultimately I could thrive. This thriving is not just the prospering and the flourishing, which is all great, but thriving in that your life has greater significance and fulfillment because you are fulfilling the assignment that you were called to do, whatever that may look like for you. And speaking of called to do, I would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. So we're going to come to the phone lines. We're going to open things up. You know, this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are in front of your electronic device, you need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Press 1 to be added to the host queue. And again, our lines are open. We would love for you to engage and interact with us. And we invite you to share in today's programming by simply adding yourself to the queue. I would love to hear your thoughts around today's topic and what we've been discussing. We have been talking about, what are you waiting for? Take it. Take what, Coach Adams? Take the shot. Write the book, the movie, the drama, the stage play, whatever it may be. start the business, create the invention, take the stage, sing the song, write the music, go to the audition, go back to school, whatever it is, take the shot. Whatever has you hesitant in this moment of time, do not allow this year to come to a close and you're still in the same place that you were in. It's up to you to make the decision today to take the shot. You again, and I put this out there for you to process, and I challenge you to think about, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? If you're waiting for the perfect moment, I have to tell you, there's never a perfect moment. If you're waiting for every I to be dotted, every T to be crossed, guess what? It's never going to happen. The journey is not perfect, but the decision to step out the shot is a conscious effort that you have to make. And so this year, if you want and desire different results in your life, you have to be willing to do things differently, because fear wants to grip you. Fear wants to paralyze you. Fear does not want you to fulfill your higher call of purpose. Fear does not want you to achieve your assignment. So it keeps you gripped and in bondage, and you have to make the decision. Yes, you. Whoever you are, you have to make the decision and say that fear will not get the best of me, but rather I will redefine the fear. And as I stated earlier, every time I talk about fear in this way, it reminds me of my core value. Pledge number 8, boss the movement. No longer will I be a slave to fear, pride, and doubt, but I will multiply my value 100-fold and be a leader of men. It's a decision. And in this being a leader of men, the other aspect of that is staying mindful. I will stay mindful to acknowledge God, and he will direct my path. And so wherever you are, if you are struggling, now you may say, Coach Adams, I don't believe in God, and I realize I'm on a global platform. It's a diverse audience. I understand. But I'm sharing with you, didn't you hear me state my core value? My core value. So if that's not your belief, it's okay. But I know that there are many that are listening in that you understand and you can relate to what I'm stating. Because that, for me, is my superpower. Staying mindful, to acknowledge God. You see, in that moment of my first workshop, when I was struggling and dealing with the fear of doing it, taking the shot, every step along the way, I acknowledged God. And you know what he did? He directed my path. He ordered my steps. He showed me where to go, what to do, who to connect with, how to make it happen. And it happened. And I can share with you today that I did it. I took the shot. And in that circumstance, I made the basket. And it was a great success. But you're going to miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And yes, I'm continuously saying that with intention, because I want you to have that vibrating in your mind when you leave Motivational Mondays today and this installment, that you will remember when you hesitate, when you allow fear to grip you, that you make the decision to say, no, no longer will I be a slave to fear. I will take the shot. because you'll never know what may actually happen. You know, it's interesting because I think about another situation that I had great hesitation around. I wanted to be a published author, and I am a part of a collaboration, Insight to Empowerment, the Change book, and I'm in two installments. I went from not being published, and now I'm in two actual installments. And the mere fact that I took a risk, I took the shot, I can say I'm in two publications. I am truly a published author. Is that the only project that God has for me? No. But it has now given me fuel to say, I did that. Yes, by all means, I can do greater than that. I see we have a caller. Caller, thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. Area code 310, last four digits, 8171. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Well, hello, Coach Adams. Appreciate you taking my call. One of the things that, as you were speaking about why are we not moving? Why am I not moving? Why am I not taking the shot? And one of the things I know that used to really grip me in the past, and this is what I need help with. I can know, let's say in a business, I can know how to do certain things, like mechanical work in the business, but I may not know how to negotiate when it comes to a customer. Or I can know how to do, you know, mechanical work, but I may not know how to do the contracts. Or I may know how to do the contracts, but I may not know how to do something else that's mechanical in the business. And the reason why that would throw me is because I never wanted to really seem as if I didn't know what I was doing. So I was dealing with that. I didn't want the customer or even my peers to think that, man, he really doesn't know what he's doing. He's not really professional. So I know I can't speak for anybody else that's all on your global call here, but I know for me that that has been a stumbling block for me. So can you help me with getting past that stumbling block? And I appreciate you taking the call once again.
I appreciate you tuning in today, and absolutely. You know, earlier in today's call, we were talking about that we miss 100% of the shots that we don't take. And like what you were saying, oftentimes we don't take them because we don't feel like we know the information. And today we are in such an information highway that even being in a place of quote unquote not knowing, ignorance as one would say, that's our choice. And even with that, we have to be willing to take the shot. What do I mean? We have to be willing to Google, to search, to seek expert counsel, to ask questions, to find others that are experts in the areas that we may not have the expertise in. I know for me, all I want to do is speak. That's the calling on my life. You know what I mean? But all of the other stuff, a lot of times that I have to do, those things, I'm not proficient in that. They may not be my area of expertise. And so I seek others' wisdom, insight. I get research, do research in different things. Those things will now empower us to continue to move forward on the journey. So even in that, it's about taking the shot. Not allowing, because that now speaks to, if I don't want to ask the question because I don't know it in fear of what other people may think, oh, my gosh, that says I'm in a place of pride. And so we said that no longer will I be a slave to fear. Pride is also one that will keep us in bondage from taking the shot. And so pride will say, don't ask the question. Don't let people know you don't know. I am one, and I'm grateful that I've grown to say, if I know it, I'll tell you. If I don't, I'm okay with saying, you know what? I'm not sure, but let me find out. And there's such freedom that comes in that. Like what I said, when I took the first step and I allowed myself to break the chain of fear, there was such freedom. And so I encourage you to simply take the shot and know that it's okay to not know everything, but there's somebody in your sphere of influence that does, or Google can tell you.
I appreciate
you tuning in with us and asking the question. That was a really good one, and it added a greater level of richness because it gave the opportunity to touch on how fear can keep us gripped, but also pride can keep us gripped.
Yes, well, I appreciate you answering the question. I had a whole other question, but I'm looking at the time, and I don't want to take away from it, so I'll just have to tune in next time to ask another question.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And yes, it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I trust that you've gotten some richness from what was shared today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Around today's topic in our Shape Up series, take it. Take the shot. And I want you to know that you're not alone on this journey, that you can be supported if you desire to say, hey, Coach Adams, I need help. Through my Impact 100, I am supporting 100 individuals, and I am committed and dedicated in doing so. Actually, this is my mission, to assist others personally and professionally on their journey to grow through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available through my full circle of empowerment resources. So I want to share with you that there are a number of things that are available for you. Every week, faithfully, we kick off the week right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is your opportunity to get free empowerment for one full hour. It costs you nothing to tune in, and yet there's such a richness that is shared. We have one-on-one coaching, group coaching, private masterminds on specific subjects, team building, so much available that if your interest number down, you got your pen handy or you got your phone open, okay, great. 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Simply text your name if texting, along with Full Circle. That lets me know you want more information about our Full Circle of Empowerment, and or you may call. And if you didn't get the number, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. If you didn't get your question asked today and you still want to get that question asked, hey, visit our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's a free group. All are welcome, and it's an open group. That's where we continue the dialogue. You can ask a question, make a comment. You can actually make a recommendation for a guest that you feel or a topic that you would like to see covered here on Motivational Mondays. So again, through Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. And again, visit CoachAdams.com. Tuning in today, new listeners, regular listeners, we so appreciate you. And I leave you with this. You don't have to lose focus on your goals because of life happening, but you do have to make a decision. With life happening, will you allow it to paralyze you because of fear and you don't take the shot? Or will you risk it and take the shot so that you can break the cycle of insanity that you're dealing with in your life and not getting the fullness of what you desire? It's time to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. And I want to support you in that. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.